期的朋友呢，他们从远方来看望我，他们昨天就到了，然后今天也在我们当中与我们一起的参加这个崇拜的敬拜哈。那么他们是一起跟我到去年的时候呢，一起到这个埃及做这个短宣的这个事工。那他们从最远的是从这芬兰来的，那么还有几位呢？其他的他们从美国不同的州来到我们当中来到这里哈。有些来到这个从这个 North Carolina， 还有 South Carolina， 还有从这个Portland, Oregon。Now this morning I'm very happy because I have a group of friends who came from far away to visit me. They will be with me in the when last year I went for this short-term mission trip in Egypt. So I'm very grateful and thank God for that they are able to make it as a group to come and visit me. They arrived here yesterday afternoon and we have a good time of fellowship and seeing this beautiful place together. And I just want to briefly introduce them. We have this Peter from this South Carolina. And Rebecca from this North Carolina. And Nura from this Finland. And this Olivia from this Portland, Oregon. And this Chiku from this Portland, Oregon. And this Venorica from this Sacramento. And Sylvia from this Portland, Oregon. And at the back, we have this Nika from this South Carolina. And Cynthia with me this morning is a great opportunity. And I would like to invite one of them to just to share with us a short, a brief testimony. And this Nura from Finland. 我这时候我要请这个 Nura 姐妹来为我们做一个简短的这个见证哈。I think you stand here. Okay.
Good morning, everyone.
Okay. 大家早。
I want to shortly tell what God has been doing in my life.
那我在这里呢，要大家分享神在我身上所做的工作。
I grew up in a Christian family where my mother was a Christian.
我是生长在一个基督徒的家庭，我母亲呢是一个基督徒。
I got to know Jesus personally.
那我也认识耶稣基督，然后做我个人的救主。
But then it started to happen bad things in my family.
但是呢，在我家庭当中呢，发生了一些的事情。
I had to live in fear.
那我时常呢，是活在一个恐吓的这个惧怕的当中哈。
My father was a violent man.
那我是我的父亲呢是一个非常凶暴的人。
And I lived in fear that he will kill us.
那我时常活在一个恐惧的当中，怕他会来杀害我们全家。
Because the threat was real.
因为呢，他的威胁是真实的。
I got really anxious.
那我是非常的这个忧虑。
And when I was 12,
那当我12岁的时候呢
，I was diagnosed with OCD, obsessive compulsive disorders.
那我在十二岁的时候，医生呢就诊断出我有一个精神的这个病症哈。
So I became mentally ill.
那我意思就是说我在精神上呢就很就受损哈。
I was really anxious.
那我非常的这个忧虑。
And I had these thoughts or actions that I had to do something over and over and over again.
那我就有这样的一个意念或者这样的思念，我需要呢。重复的，不断的重复的做同样的一件的事情。
I had to clean my hands all the time, just wash my hands all the time.
例如呢，我需要呢，不断的重复在洗刷我的这个手哈。
Or I closed myself into a room just to clean it all the time.
或者呢，我把自己呢关在我自己的房间里面呢，一直不断的来整理我的这个房间。
I had some obsessive thoughts.
那么还有呢，我有一个极端的一些的这个思想在我的这个脑海中。
And they were out of my control.
那这不是我能够控制的。
I couldn't control or stop them.
要很多事情也不是我能够控制的。
I had these 2 years.
那我这样呢有这个三年的这个时间之久。
And I was told that it's impossible to get healed.
那我当时在想我不能够得到医治。
The doctor, they were preparing me just not to believe something that is not happening.
那么因为这个医生对看我的时候也很难帮助我，因为好像就看不出有什么事情来。
I thought that my life is over.
那我当时我就在想，我的生命就结束了，就从此就结束了。
I was prayed for.
那么当然也很多人也为我祷告。
And I knew that there is God who can heal and set me free.
那我也相信有一位神呢，他能够来医治我，能够释放我。
I knew that everything is possible for Him, even though it seems impossible for us.
那么我也相信说神凡事都能，虽然在人看来呢是不可能的。
One day, God gave me a word of prophecy.
那么当有一天，这个神给我一句的话语。
When a person was praying for me.
那么有一个人呢，在为我祷告的时候。
And God said to me that I will set you completely free.
那么神就借着那个人对我讲说，我要完全的释放你，完全的让你得到自由。
So 6 months after the promise.
那么当经过六个月，当那个祷告过后。
I was completely healed.
那我就完全的得到医治。
And all those disorders, they just disappeared.
那在我身上的所有的不正这个病症呢都完全的离去哈。
And all the anxiousness, left.
那所有在我生命当中的那些忧虑呢，也离开了我。
God gave me peace.
那神赐给我这个平安哈。
And since then, I've been free.
那么自从那个时候开始，直到现今呢。我都活在这个自由的这个释放的当中。
Even though it was really hard at home.
那么虽然我的家庭还是面对到很大的这个问题。
When I grew up.
那么虽然我在这样的一个家庭不正常的家庭中当中长大。
When I was in the teenager.
那当我在这个年轻的这个阶段。
And after that.
那还有这个成长的过程当中。
In the midst of all anxiety and those bad things that happened.
那所有我经历了许多的虽然经历了许多的这个不如意的这个事情，不好的这个事情。
That anxiousness has not come to me anymore.
但是呢，虽然经历这一些，但是我再没有这个，我心中再没有这个忧虑。
Jesus gave me peace.
那我耶稣基督给了我这个平安。
And He opened up new ways for me.
那神也主也为我开了许多的门哈。
Open doors for missions.
那么特别呢，让我有机会来参与这个宣教的这个事工。
And to be used by Him.
那么神也使用我。
He changed my life.
那么神也改变了我的这个生命。
And He is able to change yours.
那么我相信呢，神也能够改变你的生命。
He knows everything in your life.
那么神也知道在你生命当中所发生的所有的事情。
And everything is possible for Him.
那么在他来讲呢，凡事都能。
May God bless you all.
那愿神呢祝福大家。
Thank you.
Thank you. 谢谢这个 Nora 姐妹，她跟我们分享的这个见证哈。
Thank you, Nora, for your sharing.
让我们看见到我们所信奉的、所信的这位神是真的。
So that we can see, we are trusting a real God.
那神有这个能力，能够改变我们的这个生命。
God is able to change our lives.
那将我们活得更加的丰盛。
So that we can live an abundant life.
那活得更加有意义。
To live a meaningful life.
那我想呢，这一切我们的这个生命的能够今天呢，能够得蒙改变，得蒙主的这个救赎哈，都因做一件事情。
Our lives can be changed by the Lord because of one thing.
就是呢，耶稣基督为我们死了，在十字架上。
That is Jesus Christ died for us all on the cross.
那所以今天呢，要跟大家分享的一个题目呢，就是有关乎这个耶稣基督的这个受难哈。
So, today I'm sharing with you the crucifixion of Jesus Christ.
那首先呢，我们看见到我们所信奉的基督徒所信靠的所宣讲的这位耶稣哈，那他有什么独特的地方呢？
So first, let's look at what is unique about the Jesus that we believe in and we proclaim.
那他与其他人有什么不一样呢？
So how is he different from others?
值得我们来信靠他，来宣扬他呢。
Why is he worthy of our faith?
那 我们知道说主耶稣呢，他一生呢只不过短短的33年，大约33年的这个时间哈，在这个世上活在这个世上。
We all know that Jesus lived a life relatively short of only 33 years.
但是呢，他的一生呢，对于这个世界的这个影响，对人类历史的影响呢，是比任何人都大。
But he has influenced the world, the human history more than anyone else.
那我们知道呢，现今今天这个世界，我们所使用的这个日历哈啊，被划分为这个啊公元前。或者主前，或者公元后、主后，哈。
In such a way that we know the Western calendar is divided by BC and AD.
那么是以谁的是这样的划分呢？是以耶稣基督哈出生的这个年代呢作为划分哈，作为界限。
So the it's divided by the birth of Jesus Christ.
那么。那英文呢，就是说公元前就是 B.C. 就是代表就是啊 ，before Christ 啊，就是主前哈。
B.C. is before Christ。
那么公元后呢，就是 A.D. 就是 Anno Domini 哈，这个拉丁文是拉丁文，就是 in the year of the Lord。
Yep, A.D. is Anno Domini。
呀，所以我们看到这个主耶稣他的这个一生呢，对世界是非常大的这个影响。
So we can see the life of Jesus Christ has a big influence on the world.
那虽然呢，他在这世上的时候呢，他没有写写成一本书哈。
Although he didn't write a book during his life,
他也没有创作过一首的歌曲哈。
Nor did he compose a song.
他也未曾呢留下一幅画哈。
He left us a painting.
那但是呢，我们看见到。记载他有关乎他所讲的、所行的，这本圣经呢，如今呢，仍然是全世界最畅销的一本书哈。
By the Bible, the book that records his words and deeds, has been so far still the best-selling book in the world.
那每一年呢，这个本圣经呢，大概有印了大概发行哈，就是有6亿本左右哈。
So every year about 600 million copies of Bible are distributed.
那如今呢，圣经也被翻译成2287种的这个语言。
The Bible has been translated into 2,287 languages.
那么，那联合国也公认呢，圣经是对人类影响最大、最深的一本书。
The United Nations has recognized that Bible is the most influential book ever.
那刚才我们讲了，虽然耶稣呢未曾创作一首的歌曲。
I just said that Jesus did not compose a single song.
但是呢，很多的作曲家呢，却为耶稣来作曲哈，来写诗歌来颂扬他。
But so many talented musicians, wrote music in praise of him.
那虽然他未曾留下一幅画，但是很多的。著名的画家也为他画了许多关乎他的画像。
Though Jesus didn't paint anything in his life, but so many outstanding artists have painted for her.
所以我们知道说他是一位的确，就如这个约翰他写这个约翰福音所告诉我们的，他是基督，是神的这个儿子。
Just as what is told in John, he is indeed.The Son of God.
那叫我们能够信靠他而得到生命。
So that we can believe him to have an eternal life.
那刚才我们这个已经读了这个约翰这个以赛亚书53章哈，关乎到这个预言耶稣基督受难的这个经文哈。
So we have just read the scripture in the scripture Isaiah 53, the prophecy of.About Jesus.
那么这可以说呢，最在圣经当中，预言到耶稣基督的受难最清楚的一段的经文哈。
This should be the most clear indication about Jesus in the Old Testament.
那因为时间的关系呢，我们就不再读哈这一段的经文。
Yes. So we will not repeat the scripture again.
Okay. 那。但是呢，我要今早上呢要看跟大家看的就是最后的一段的经文呢， 这53章第12节这一段这一节的经文哈。
Today we will only look at verse 12 of chapter 53.
这个12节呢，这里呢预言到呢，他因为他将命呢倾倒，以至于死，他也被列在罪犯之中，他却担当多人的罪，又为罪犯代求哈。
It said because he poured out his life unto death and was numbered with the transgressors.For he bore the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors.
那从这一节经文呢，我们看到圣经预言到关乎耶稣的三件事情哈。
So three things are predicted in this verse.
他被列在罪犯之中。
First, he was numbered with the transgressors.
那第二呢，他担当多人的罪。
Second, he bore the sin of many.
他也为罪犯来代求哈。
Third.He also made intercession for the transgressors.
那我们来看一下这三件事情。
So,
那首先呢，他讲到他被列在罪犯之中。
First, he was numbered with the transgressors.
那我们知道耶稣被钉在十字架上的时候呢，刚好有两位圣经记载有两位强盗呢，跟他一起同钉在十字架上。
In the scripture, when Jesus was crucified, two robbers were also crucified beside him.
那我在马可福音呢，十五章那里记载说，他们又把两个强盗与他同钉十字架，一个在右边，一个在左边，这就应了经上的话说，他被列在罪犯之中。
In Mark 15:27-28, it said.They crucified two robbers with him, one on his right and one on his left. And the scripture was fulfilled, which says, he was counted with the lawless ones.
那么这是非常奇妙的事。
This is amazing.
因为以赛亚书呢，记载的这个预言呢，离开耶稣的受难呢，之前，是离开耶稣受难，是大概有750年之久。
It's amazing because this prophecy was made750 years before Jesus.
那但是呢，却很准确的在耶稣身上应验了。
But it was fulfilled exactly on Jesus.
那我们知道耶稣呢，原是无罪的，但他却被列在罪犯之中。
We all know that Jesus made no transgression, but he was numbered with the transgressors.
那我在想说，为什么当初呢会刚好有两个强盗哈与耶稣同钉十字架
？So I wonder why it happened that two robbers were crucified along with Jesus.
那刚巧有就是有两位这个强盗哈跟他一起同钉在十字架上哈。那当然一方面就是应验了这个圣经的预言哈，刚才我们所看的。
On the one side, it fulfills the scripture.
那另外呢，我们也看见到这两个强盗对耶稣的态度哈。
On the other hand, we can see two different attitudes from the robbers.
就是也预表了说人今天的人对主的两种不同的态度。
Which prefigure two attitudes of man towards Jesus today.
那路加福音呢记载这两个强盗呢对主的这个态度哈。
In Luke chapter 23.We can see the two different attitudes.
那这里记载说，那同钉的两个犯人呢，有一个讥诮，他说：“他不是基督吗？可以救自己和我们吧。”那一个就应声责备他说：“你既是一样受刑的，还不怕神吗？我们是应当的，因我们所说的，因我们所做的相称。但是这个人呢，没有做过一件不好的事，就说：‘耶稣啊，你德国降临的时候，求你纪念我。’耶稣对他说。”我是在告诉你，今日你要同我在乐园里呢。
Yes, so it is recorded in Luke 23, verse 39-43.
所以我们看到呢，这两个强盗呢，对主有不同的这个回应哈。
So we can see the two kinds of response.
那么其中一个呢，就讥诮这个耶稣哈。
One mocked Jesus.
我们可以说他在从外表呢来认识耶稣哈。
He knew Jesus by his appearance.
那他看见呢耶稣呢是一个不能够救自己。
What he saw was a man that could not even save himself.
也不能够救别人的
nor could he save others.
那这样一个失败的人呢，与他没有良言哈，是不值得信靠的。
So this was a man of failure, who was no different from the robber himself.
但是呢，另外一个强盗呢，却有不同的这个看法。
But the other robber was different.
他以一个信心的眼光呢，来认识耶稣基督。
He looked at Jesus with a faithful eye.
我们可以说呢，他是一个大有信心的人哈。
He was truly a man of great faith.
为什么讲说他是大有信心的呢？
Why do we say that?
因为呢，当时我们可以想象，当时他同钉，他也跟耶稣同钉在十字架上。但是他看见这个耶稣的时候呢，那耶稣也是一样，跟他一样，被钉在十字架上的人哈，也是被人鞭打啊，满身是伤痕哈，是一无所有的人。
When we look at Jesus.When he looked at Jesus, Jesus was a man that was flogged, that was punished, that was crucified with him.
但是呢，他却能够看到呢，这位与他同钉在十字架上的人呢，是与他们是不同的。
But he saw something different.
他知道，耶稣呢没有做过一件不好的事。
He knew that Jesus had done nothing wrong.
那么。因他这样对耶稣的认识和信靠了，我们看到至终呢，他得救了。
So he was saved by his faith.
那耶稣对他说：“我实实在在告诉你，今日你要同我在乐园里呢。”
So that's why Jesus told him, "I will tell you the truth today. You will be with me in paradise."
所以今天呢，当我们在面对着耶稣被钉在十字架上这件事实的时候
，So today we're facing the same fact that Jesus was crucified.
我们只有两种的这个选择哈。
We can only choose from two attitudes.
我们可以选择来信靠他。
We either believe in him,
就像其中一个强盗一样。
Like one of the robbers.
或者呢，我们可以拒绝他哈。
Or we reject him, like the other one.
就好像另外一个强盗一样哈。那我们没有第三种的这个选择哈。
There's no third way.
那可能呢，在我们当中有人可以可能这样想哈。
Some of you might think.
那我现在呢还不能够信靠他哈。
I'm not yet to believe in him.
但我也不拒绝他。
But I don't reject him.
我想呀，有时候我们需要一段的时间来做出决定哈。
Sometimes it takes a while for you to make the decision.
如果真的是你有心继续的在主面前，虽然你现在还未信靠耶稣基督，但是你有心在神面前这样的追求的话呢，神也会来向你启示哈。
If you're truly willing to learn about Jesus, I believe the Lord will reveal Himself to you.
但最终呢，我们都要做出一个决定哈。
But at the end of the day, we have to make a choice.
这就好像呢，我们不能够如果我们跟一个女生或者一个男或者跟女生谈恋爱的时候
，It's like with our boyfriend or girlfriend。
当然了，开始的时候我们未必说立刻的就愿意就是说嫁给他或者娶他哈。
We may not make the commitment to marry him or her at the first moment.
可能我们需要一段的时间彼此的了解认识。
We need some time to get to know each other better.
但是呢最终我们都要做个决定要不要娶她为妻或者嫁她没有娶她为妻哈嫁她没有 OK 娶她为妻子或者呢你嫁给她为 OK 不是就是说娶就是说能够与他来结婚呢 ，OK，
Yeah. In the end, you have to decide whether you should marry him or her or not.
不能够说我还不一直犹豫不决哈，一直在那里哈。
You cannot be endlessly hesitant.
我想对方也不喜欢他。
Your boyfriend or girlfriend wouldn't like that way.
那同样的，我们对主耶稣基督这件事情呢，我们也需要做一个决定。我们either我们来信靠他，或者拒绝他。
So your attitude towards Jesus is the same thing.
那我可以在这里呢，对你讲哈。
I can tell you now.
决定信靠耶稣基督呢，是绝对不会错的。
You cannot be wrong believing Jesus.
那我在教会牧养教会有大概也有28年的历史。
I have been a pastor for 28 years.
我从来没有听过人家说他因做信了耶稣而感到后悔。
I've never heard people saying they regret believing Jesus.
但是他们只有后悔一件事情。
But there's only one thing they regret.
就是后悔呢，信得太迟了。
They regret they didn't believe in Jesus earlier.
所以耶稣在等待你来信靠他。
So Jesus is waiting for you to believe in him.
那第二呢，我们也看到说，这里也讲到说，他担当多人的罪哈。
It said in the scripture, he bore the sin of many.
那我们知道呢，当主耶稣被钉在十字架上的时候呢。 他向父神呼喊说,
we know that when Jesus was crucified, he cried out in a loud voice to Father.
他说, 我的神, 为什么离弃我?
He said, my God, why have you forsaken me?
那为什么主耶稣会这样的呼喊呢?
Why did Jesus say this?
我们知道呢, 从永恒的过去知道耶稣被钉在十字架上的那个时刻呢, 那耶稣与父神呢都
We all know that Jesus is always in intimate presence with Father in eternity.
那从来没有一个时刻呢，他与父神是隔离的。
For no single moment he was separated from Father.
直到他在这十字架上的时候。
But on the moment he was crucified.
那圣经讲。 神使众人的罪孽呢，都归在他的身上。
It is said in the scripture that the Lord laid on him the iniquity of us all.
那么耶稣呢，在十字架上担负了全世界人的这个罪孽。
So he took up on the cross all the iniquities, the sins of the world.
以致呢，圣洁的父神呢，掩面不看他，离弃了他。
So that the Holy Father turned his face away.
所以他呼喊说, 我的神, 我的神, 为什么离弃我?
That's why he cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me?
所以他因着担当, 世人的这个罪的缘故呢, 他尽了, 经历了以这个父神呢, 远离他的这个痛苦。
So this has caused him the most pain because he bore the sin of many.
这是他从来没有经历过的。
This was what he had never experienced.
所以主耶稣虽然他在肉身上 承担了很大的这个痛苦。
Though he bore great pain on his body.
但是让他更伤痛的就是父神在那个时刻呢离弃了他。
But the most painful thing was that Father at that moment turned his face away.
那耶稣基督呢，他担当了世人的罪而死。
So Jesus bore the sin of the whole world.
也让我们看到说，他的死与我们的死是不同的。
So that we can see that his death is different from our death.
那今天呢，我们可以说呢，我们因着我们都是罪人哈，我们是在死在这个罪恶的当中。
We know that we are all sinners, so we die in our sins.
OK, 但是耶稣的死呢，是担当世人的死哈，他是为罪而死。
But Jesus died in place of us for our sins.
我们因着我们的罪而死，而耶稣基督是为我们的罪而死啊，这其间有巨大的差别哈。There's
a big difference between the two kinds of death.
那另外呢，我们也看到耶稣基督的这个死呢，与其他的宗教的教主的死也有很大的不同哈。The
death of Jesus was also different from the other the founders of other religions.
那我们知道这个佛教的教主呢，这个释迦牟尼，他大概他活到八十岁哈的时候呢，他最后因着这个食物的这个中毒呢而死哈，在这个主前486年去世哈。The
founder of Buddhism, Shakyamuni, he died because of food poisoning at the age of 80.
那还有呢，这个回教的这个教主呢，穆罕默德呢，他是因着生病的缘故，在63岁的时候呢，在主后632年去世。
Muhammad, the founder of Islam, died of illness at the age of 63 in 632 AD.
那虽然他们都活得比耶稣更长岁，更长寿。
Though they lived a longer life than Jesus.
但是他们的死呢，却没有太大的这个意义。
But their death were of less significance.
那但是耶稣的死呢，对我们来讲却是意义重大的。
The death of Jesus was of great importance for us.
因为如果耶稣基督没有为我们的罪而死呢，我们今天仍然活在这个罪犯的当中。
If Jesus didn't die for us, we're still living in our sins.
我们都要在我们的罪恶当中呢，沉沦灭亡。
We will eventually sink into destruction because of our sins.
因为圣经上说，罪的工价乃是死。
As what is said in Romans, the wages of sin is death.
那么主耶稣呢，在他离世之前呢，他讲了一句话哈，他讲的就是成了。
Before Jesus died, he said, "It is finished."
OK, 那在原文呢是一个tetelestai 哈，那是一个商业上的这个用语，表明呢所欠的债已经付清了。
It is in the original text. It is tetelestai, which was actually a commercial business term.Which means that all the debts are paid off.
所以呢，耶稣的借着他的死呢，为我们付清了一切的罪债。
So we know that our debts of sins are paid off by Jesus.
所以今天我们基督的这基督教的信仰强调说，我们不必再做些什么，再加添什么哈。
So there's
我们所需要做的一切呢，主耶稣基督已经为我们做了。
So there's in our faith, there's no single thing we can do to save ourselves because Jesus has accomplished everything.
那今天呢，只需要你来信靠、接受耶稣基督就够了，就可以了。
You only need to receive Jesus and believe in Him.
那第三呢，我们也看到说他为罪犯代求。
Third. He made intercession for the transgressors.
那当主耶稣在十字架上的时候呢，他的第一句话就是为他的仇敌、为定他的人代求哈。
So when he was on the cross, he actually paid for his enemies for those who crucified him.
他说：“父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。”
He said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing."
这个祷告我相信呢当时也感动了那信靠这个主的那一位强盗。
So this prayer must have deeply touched the robber that believed in him.
因为呢大部分的人呢当你面对到无辜的自己无辜的受害都会会做主啊或者咒骂那些伤害你的人。
Because for most of us, when we are persecuted for wrong reason, we usually tend to curse to insult those who hurt us.
但是呢，耶稣却不是这样。
But Jesus was different.
他求神赦免那些钉他的人。
He prayed to God that those who nailed him on the cross could be forgiven.
那今天可能我们也觉得说，哎呀。是那些罗马兵丁呢，把耶稣钉在十字架上。
You might say it was actually those Roman soldiers that crucified Jesus.
但从另外一个角度来上呢，我们今天呢，在主耶稣被钉在十字架上这件事上呢，都有份哈在当中。
But actually, we all have a share in his crucifixion.
今天呢，可以说是因着你我的罪呢，那耶稣被钉在十字架上。
It was for your sin and my sin that he was nailed on the cross.
所以主耶稣的祷告呢，也是为众我们。
So Jesus was actually also praying for us.
今天呢，他也为你为我代求哈。
Today he's still praying for you and me.
因为我们都是罪人哈。
Because we're all sinners.
那最后呢，我们看他从死里复活。
Lastly, we know that he raised from the dead.
那在哥林多前书那里记载说，我当日所领受又传给你们的，第一就是耶稣基督耶稣呢，照圣经所说的为我们的罪死了，而且埋葬了，又照圣经所说的第三天复活了。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 34, for what I have received I passed on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day according to the scripture.
那耶稣从死里复活这件事情呢，可以说是基督教与其他宗教最大差别的地方。
So the resurrection of Jesus might be the most important thing that distinguishes Christianity from other religions.
今天如果耶稣基督没有复活的话呢
？If Jesus didn't raise from the dead,
他的死与其他的宗教的教主的死或者与其他人的死呢，没有太大的差别哈。
Then he would be no, he would not be very different from the other religious leaders or us.
那清朝呢，有一位官哈，叫李鸿章哈，他曾经问过一个这样的问题哈。
So there was this grand counselor in the Qing Dynasty.李鸿章he once asked this question.
他不明白，就是说西洋人为什么会信奉一个失败的人物呢
？Why the Westerners all believed in a man of failure？
那因为耶稣被钉在十字架上，为什么要信一个被钉在十字架上的人
？So why do they believe in someone who was nailed on the cross？
那很可惜的，他不知道耶稣。一方面为我们罪死了，一方面呢，他也第三天再从死里复活。
Unfortunately, Li Hongzhang didn't know that Jesus actually raised from the dead on the third day.
他的复活呢，显明了他最后的这个胜利。
His resurrection actually manifests his ultimate victory.
他显明了他是生命的主。
He manifests that he was actually the Lord of life.
所以今天我们所信奉的不是一位死的教主，而是一位复活永活的这个救主。
So today we're not worshiping a dead founder of a religion, but we believe in an ever living God.
所以今天呢，我们借着信靠他，我们的生命呢能够得到改变，我们的生命也能够得到释放。
So
得到自由哈，真的自由。
So today through our faith in Jesus.Our sins can be forgiven and our life can be free.
我相信呢，我们都非常熟悉一首诗歌，我们唱了一首诗歌。
We believe we are all familiar with this song because he lives.
因他活着，我能面对明天；因他活着，不再惧怕。我深知道他掌管明天，生命充满了希望，只因他活着。
Yeah, because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives.All fear is gone because I know he holds the future and life is worth the living just because he lives.
那我这首诗歌的这个作者呢这位女士哈，她的名字叫 Gloria Gaither.
So this song was written by Gloria Gaither.
她的丈夫就是 Bill 哈，也是他们是夫妇呢，是非常著名的基督教的这个歌唱家哈，作曲家。
Her husband and herself are very famous, actually very famous Christian musicians.
那这首诗歌，它是在这个Gloria 呢，她在60年代的时候所创作的。
So Gloria wrote this song in the late 1960s.
那当时呢，她正在怀孕做第三个孩子。
So she was pregnant with their third baby.
那也就在那个时候呢，在美国社会呢，正面对着一个药物的这个滥用和这个种族关系不合的这个紧张的局势。
At that time, the American society was threatened by drug abuse and racial tensions.
那在家庭方面呢，她的丈夫呢，正面临着一个很大的一个困境哈。
In family life, her husband was also facing many difficulties.
那就在这样的一个情况之下，让她心中非常的沮丧。
All this made Gloria very frustrated.
她想到说，她的孩子呢将要出生。
she was worried because her baby was about to come.
她不晓得她的这个，她让这个孩子，她的孩子出生在这样的一个时代，面对到这个种种的这个问题，她这个孩子将要怎样来面对她的这个人生哈。
So her baby will be born in a world with so much problem, so many problems, so many evils. So she didn't know how she would face tomorrow.
但是后来呢，就在她最感到这个绝望的当中呢。神让他想到说，主耶稣基督已经从死里复活了。
But at her most desperate moment, she realized that Jesus had already raised from the dead.
已经战胜了这个邪恶的这个世界。
Jesus had already overcome the evil world.
所以因着主耶稣活着呢，他和他的一家呢，可以面对着明天。
So because Jesus lives.She and her family could actually face the world.
那么因他活着呢，虽然面对着眼前这种种的这个困境、种种的困难，但是相信呢，这位复活的主呢，能够帮助他们度过。
Though there are many difficulties in the world she lived in, she was sure that Jesus could always be their help.
所以生命呢还是充满着这个希望的。
So life still had hope.
所以今天我们基督徒呢，无论我们在任何的这个情况之下，因着主活着，我们仍然是有希望的。
So we also have hope today because Jesus lives.
那今天我们看了这节经文，对我们说，因为他将命倾倒以至于死，他被列在罪犯之中，他。单单的多人的罪，又为罪犯代求。
Yeah, so we saw in today's scripture verse that because he poured out his life unto death and was numbered with the transgressors, for he bore the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors.
那有几点我们要记得。
We need these are the take-home messages.
那么就是第一呢，就是我们不应当今天我们是蒙主救赎的人哈。
First, we are saved by the Lord.
那我们就不应当继续的活在这个罪恶当中。
So we should not continue to live in our sins.
那第二呢
？Second,
我们当然因着主耶稣基督的复活，我们有永生的盼望哈。
Because of the resurrection of Jesus, we all have hope in eternal life.
那但是不只是有永生的盼望。我们今天呢，无论处在怎样的情况之中，我们仍然是有盼望的。
We not only have hope in eternal life, but also, regardless of our circumstances, we all have hope because our Lord is risen from.
Yeah, 因为这个复活的主呢，与我们同在。
Yeah, he's always with us.
那这是比任何的这个我想有时候呢。有时候我看到我们这边我们华人哈。
When I look around in our Chinese community,
那有些人会带着一些的东西哈，或者一些的事物啊，或者带在这个景象上，或者呢放在皮包里面呢，能够保平安呢、啊？你们有没有
？So some Chinese have this superstition to wear something or carry something in their wallets to have peace with them.
那是不是但是这些的物件是不是真的能够给人家平安呢
？But do these objects really render you peace?
但是我们相信，我们今天作为基督徒的，我们有这个复活的主与我们同在。
But as Christians, we know that we always have this resurrected God with us.
那么我们可以享有这个世界所不能够给予我们的平安。
So we have the peace that the world cannot give us.
我们一起做个祷告。
Let's all pray.
天父上帝，我满心感谢你。
Dear Father God, we thank you.
今天你爱我们。
Thank you for loving us.
你差派你的独生爱子耶稣基督来到这个世上。
Thank you for giving us your only Son to send him to the world.
为我们的罪死在十字架上。
He died for us for our sins on the cross.
并且从第三天再从死里复活。
And he raised from the dead on the third day.
叫凡信他的人不至灭亡反得永生。
So all those who believe him should not perish but have eternal life.
并且我们知道因着信靠他我们生命有了这个希望。
We all know that we now have faith for believing him.
我们也能够面对我们的明天。
So that we can face tomorrow.
我们满心感谢你。
We thank you.
我们将祷告乃是奉靠主耶稣圣名求的。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.